Viveka tu de mni Crestuel. Page 127. The man who is attached to the real becomes the man who is attached to the real become real. Say, the man who is attached to the real becomes real. Repeat with your heart. The man who is attached to the real becomes real. From the unreal lead us to the? From darkness lead us to? From mortality lead us to? O Rudra, with thy compassionate face, protect us thou. Now, the truth of the Paramatma is extremely subtle and cannot be reached by the gross outgoing tendency of the mind. It is only accessible to noble souls with perfectly pure minds by means of samadhi brought by an extraordinary fineness of mental state. Brought by an extraordinary fineness of mental state. Page 123, now 142. Know, O wise men, dispassion and discrimination. The extremely dispassionate man alone has samadhi. And the man of samadhi alone gets steady realization. The man who has realized the truth is alone free from bondage. And only the free soul experiences eternal bliss. Only the free soul. 8.1.2, chapter 347. The veil that hides truth vanishes only when the reality is fully realized. The veil that hides truth vanishes only when the reality is realized. Thence follow the destruction of false knowledge. Thence follow the destruction of false knowledge and the cessation of misery brought about by its distracting influence. And the cessation of misery brought about by its distracting influence. Page 127, verse 355. When the external world is shut out, say Om Namah Shivaya. People are not thinking of God. A lot of people are not thinking of God here. Say Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Develop dual consciousness. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Peace be with you now. Peace be with those who are not here. And peace be for those who have gone from us. Let there be peace in all the world. Om Bhut, Om Bhuva, Om Sva, Om Maha, Om Jana, Om Tapa, Om Satya. Shut out, the mind is cheerful, and cheerfulness of the mind brings on the vision of Paramatma. What brings on the vision of Paramatma? Cheerfulness of the mind. When it is perfectly realized, the chain of birth and death is broken. What is broken? When? Hence, the shutting out of the external world is the stepping stone to liberation. Page 107, verse 275. The desire for self-realization is obscured by innumerable desires for things other than the self. For?
Exalt yourself.
For?
Things.
obscure? The desire for self-realization is obscured by innumerable desires. By? How many? For things? When they have been destroyed by constant attachment to self, the Atma clearly manifests itself of its own accord. Of whose accord? By what means of? Self-effort, remembrance, smriti. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu buddhi rupena samsthita. Namastasye, 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 namo namah. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu shakti rupena shantita. Namastasye, 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 namo namah. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu lajja rupena samsthita. Namastasye, 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 namo namah. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu shanti rupena samsthita. Namastasye, 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 namo namah. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu smriti rupena samsthita. Namastasye, 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 namo namah. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu dayarupena samsthita. Namastasye, 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 namo namah. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu matre rupena samsthita. Namastasye, 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 namo namah. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu shanti rupena samsthita. Namastasye, 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 namo namah. Therefore, one should give up reflecting on the sense objects, which is the root of all mischief, which is he who is completely aloof even while living, is alone aloof after the dissolution of the body. Repeat, he who is completely aloof even while living, is alone aloof. Alone, aloof after the dissolution of the body. Tamas is destroyed by both sattva and rajas. Rajas by sattva, and sattva by pure Brahman. And sattva? Therefore, do away with thy superposition through the help of sattva. The Supreme Self is ever of the nature of indivisible knowledge. One without his second, and the rest distinct. The Supreme Self is ever of the nature of the indivisible knowledge. Indivisible knowledge. One without a second, the witness of the buddhi, intellect, and the rest. Distinct from the gross and subtle, the implied meaning of the term and idea I, the embodiment of inward eternal bliss. The embodiment of? What did you understand here? Inward, and then eternal, and then inward, and then inward eternal bliss, inward eternal bliss, inward eternal bliss. Aham Brahma. against me. Sraham, Soham, Ayam Shiva, Tawadda, Tatvam Asi, Brahman Pamastut. Sixfold waves, which are decay, death, hunger, thirst, grief, and delusion. Just to remind you of the last satsang, Srimad Bhagavatam, page 271, chapter 15. At the moment of death, the sum of all experiences of life on earth comes to the surface of the mind. What happened? What comes to the surface of the mind? And when? So what should you be thinking of all the time, at all times? Why? Because in case you get tangled in your din and bustle of your impermanent world. Eh? God bless you all. We put wall of divinity. At the moment of death, the sum of all the experiences of life on earth comes to the surface of the mind. For in the mind are stored all impressions of past deeds. For in the mind, and the dying man then becomes absorbed in these experiences. What happened? When he is giving to the world, isn't it? Ordinary giving. Then come complete loss of memory. Then come next, there arises before man's mind the vision of his life to come. What happened? The vision? What will that be? As you sow, if you have done good, you will have a human birth. Otherwise, you can decline, you can fall. Therefore, great is this human birth. How blessed is this human birth. For only in human birth, man can realize God. Don't waste a minute, don't waste a second without bringing that name and that form into mind with single-minded devotion. God is in His name. As the plant is in the seed, a vision regulated by His impressions of His past deeds, and He no longer recollects His life on earth. This complete forgetfulness of past identity is death. Therefore, don't die now. Be living death. Be living? By how can you be a living death? By constantly thinking of God. If that is not possible, now and then, bow to God. Think of God. Let a picture remind you of God. Isn't it? Eh? Where your mind is, there you are, eh? And according to your mind, you will be. According to the law of thought, you will be reborn. So where should your mind be?